the law of attraction, and career.
What is a primary reason for the desire for a career?
Well, I read a study done recently that concluded that what most people are looking for is prestige. In other words, if offered the choice of having a higher title as opposed to more money, most would choose the higher title.
Those who are seeking prestige have replaced their own guidance system with seeking approval from others. And that's a rather unfulfilling way to live, because the onlookers you're seeking to please do not sustain long-lasting attention upon you. That study is very likely accurate, because most people do care more about what others think about them than they do about how they personally feel. But there is no consistency in that form of guidance. Some people worry that if they selfishly consider what makes them happy above all other things, they will be uncaring and unfair to those around them. But we know the opposite is true. When you care about your alignment with Source, which is represented by the way you feel, and you work to maintain your connection, anyone who is then your object of attention receives benefit from your gaze. You cannot uplift another unless you're connected to the stream of well-being yourself. We understand that it can feel very good when others hold you as their object of attention as they're feeling appreciation for you, because they are then doing exactly what we were just explaining to you. In their appreciation of you, they're connected to Source and showering it all over you. But to ask others to always be in alignment with Source and to always hold you as their object of attention so that you can be showered with the well-being they are providing is not practical, because you cannot control their connection and you will not always be their only object of attention. You do, however, have absolute control over your own connection to Source. And when your dominant intent is to maintain your connection while leaving others out of that equation, then you will be free of trying to please others, which you cannot consistently do, and you will be able to maintain a consistent connection and feeling of well-being. An interesting thing to note is those who care about how they feel, who consistently hold themselves in an attitude of good-feeling emotions, who are connected to Source and flowing positive thoughts outward toward whatever they're focused upon, are usually seen by others to be attractive, and they are often the recipients of much appreciation and approval. You just cannot get the approval you seek from the place of needing it or from the place of lack of it. An office with a wonderful window view, or a parking place with your name on it, or an impressive title attached to your name, cannot fill the void caused by not being in alignment with who you really are. When you achieve that alignment, those things feel less important, but then, interestingly enough, they come anyway.